Hello everyone, this is Karma. It's officially the first weird podcast, not like the other one. There was just warnings, words, and say hi, da-da-da. Now this one will be about artists. A lot of people will see me wanting or trying to get revenge from some people. Anyway, I guess it could be real, but to my point of view, it's mostly to warn people that new art convention or to the community or over community, because I've been in mangas convention for work, anime, and other stuff like that, so I mean for quite a lot, you can say. So I know, and I think it's nice to warn other people, be careful, the jump, the portholes, stuff like that. I just think personally that is nothing wrong about warning over people. So if you guys didn't listen to the first podcast, I advise to listen to it first, because there's some little words like to the two slice E word for some people afraid for their reputation, so be careful. Anyway, to my point of view, contacting a new artist community over stuff is like going to a blind date. Why? Because you never know what could be the outcome of it. It can be good, it can be great, or it can be, where is the ejector seat on this thing? Sorry, but there's no ejector seat, so you have to fend yourself. There's good parts, there's some great artists out there. Some there, you don't contact them, try to be nice, sweet, be a jerk, what? And generally answer you nicely too, say stuff like how you're doing, you know, not bad, blah blah blah. But, and some of them is literally like, you give them the information, give them the reference, your character sheet, stuff like that, and say nicely, say okay, well I can work with that, or can we do something a bit different, stuff like that. Nice. After that, generally sends you whips, progress, works for you, want me changes, want to keep it like that. And for me, it's like, oh yeah, thank you so much. Then, when the work is finished, you really feel like ever throwing a party, or do you have a cigarette, please? Or so way. Maybe not that point, but not far from that, because believe me, there is very bad parts but bad people. So I would say, what do generally my contact an artist? Generally go through their gallery, look at their arts, why I want to contact them, you make me convince myself, yeah, I would like to have art from them because I like their work. Maybe just my characters, my original characters only. Sometimes with their characters, you're just hanging out, something else, whatever. So I generally go through their gallery, look at that, and on. Generally, often even with the comments, they answer to people to get an idea how they behave with people. They're joking with over, take bad comments or comments or stuff like that. I appreciate it. They send people flying. I feel the first warning. Well, that's just me. So then there's first introduction. Blind date, someone in the street, an artist. Not much difference, essentially, because I had some people contacting me and some people, friends, artists, telling me the same. Some people send them a note, also personal note, saying, hi, to have a smaller in the quotes in the side. Say, what the heck? What's it going to be different? Generally say, sorry, I don't do RP or pay. For some people that don't know what it means, but oh no, sorry, you didn't mean that. Or that to try to say, no, don't set to try to set mood. Just say hi, be nice, stuff like that, okay? But hi, on a personal note, that doesn't go anywhere unless you just wanting to do warpay, which doesn't work for everyone. Sorry, guys. So anyway, passing that, generally when I introduce myself, say I like the artist's work, I say I like their work, I like their characters, and generally add, I'm sorry, didn't see anything about you, if you are open for commissions or not, just trying, would be trying to come out, you can say. And after, I often generally look a bit more gallery, is if I realize they're not open for commission, I generally send a quick private note again, saying, I'm sorry, I didn't see, I didn't want to bother you, if you want to answer, it's great, if you don't want to, I will contact you again when you open for commission. Sorry, have a good day, weekend, stuff like that. But that's when the fun starts, because most people, after they send private note, they look, refresh their browser, Every 5 seconds, you enter. No. You can do that. Just go on your life. If the artist answered you right away because you are doing something else with Fresh Water and you see that, wait. But remember, artists have their own life, but be time difference too. Just go on your life is the best way to go with it instead of having ulcer or going crazy, like biting your nails to the bone or biting or chewing your desk. My point of view, at least. Then when the answer is like the fun start. Like I said before, it can be very good. But it can be also, oh my god. Some artists will answer you cold as hate. Some will be warm, but it gives you feedback, literally. Like, why this shit contacting me? Or smelling the stinky cheese, thinking you are the stinky cheese, but no. So, it's a waiting game anyway. But you have to do it. It's your decision. If a person acting like that still contact, say, hello, was mistake, bye. Or just, right, not answering to me is a bad idea because you might change your mind later on and you might want to still to contact the artist afterward. But it's your game, so it's your choice. But after that is the worst part because they might accept the work, asking character sheet, the reference, the situation, stuff like that. That doesn't mean that we do what they say. Yeah, that's quite often. Some of them will literally don't contact you for a while. Personally, I make a point to contact them not much that once a month. Besides if they are friendly, decide to chat, say how you doing, what's your family, stuff like that. But not necessarily to ask for the work in progress. But doesn't end up well at all. Because after 3 or 4 months, you have no answer. When you contact them, not insulting them, myself again, they give you the freaking creepy a-hole answers. Yeah, sorry, nearly a bad word, but adapt. One of them, not joking you, I swear, answered me, I'm sorry, I kicked the table. I don't feel like working, I feel so bad for poor people. I can't work anymore, I have to do something else. My answer was, okay, why'd you do that? In my head was like, I hope the people has a good insurance then. Another one, even if accepting the work, your character is too special. I can't work with that. What? I send you the character sheet right away. You can tell me that right away, no? No? Too tough? Sure. So generally, unless they are jerk with me, I give them a bit more time. Then that's when the fun... it's impossible. Again, not joking, I meant. Sorry. About the guy at the table, contacting me again, he answered me, I'm sorry, but a cloud stretch wrongling in front of me in the sky. I can't walk, it's a bad sign. I'm so sorry. What? What? What the fuck? You're kidding me, right? Or do you want? You're bugging me every 5 seconds. There is a time contact on the private note, so Telegram or Skype or whatever. Last time I contacted you was 2 months ago. Hello? When you live under a rock or something? Or, oh, one of my favorite, I don't owe you anything. Yes, you do. I paid you. Silly of me, stupid of me, probably. I paid you, so you owe me something. Ever pay me back? Or do the work, no? So, generally, that's how I react. Again, consider that an advice, or not, or consider me too crazy or what, but what I do is I keep copies outside of the chat, or the private mail, private notes, or anything, separate copy, even more when the artists start to be arting like that. So, I mentioned that. I mentioned them that the payment was being for poly paper, so there's track of that, stuff like that, and they start showing their wear color, or they do the work, or they start insulting you. I don't know if you guys, but compliments don't charge my batteries, so it doesn't do anything to me. To my point of view, when someone starts insulting you, that means they know they are losing. So just don't give up. After that, is your point of view. You can give up whatever you gave on money. You may not my style. I don't agree with that. I did a mistake when I was younger. I don't do it anymore. I just keep on bugging them, if you want to call it that way. or just reminding them they were paid, so they should do something. Or pay back, or do the work. But most of them even send you some of their buddies, try to insult you. Don't let them work on you. Just ignore them. Block them, ignore them. Just censor them sarcastically if you want. Whatever. But don't let them work on you. You have the right to get the work you paid for. And paper is a proof of contract, in a way. No? So, most of them will do anything to avoid you. But they have several ways or try to show their work. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, FADA, so on. Well, you can work with that. And then, hi, still here. And my point of view is not harassment. It's just reminding them they owe you something. You might consider something different, but to me, it works. Forgetting to mention the part that I still have all of chat together. But of course, it not just end up like that. The artists will be acting like worse than jerks. I will be going in that in the second part of the podcast, because otherwise this one will be way too long, and I know some people don't like it. Because some people will try to offer you collaboration. Some people try to offer a free gift. Some will try to tell you, it's to help your reputation. It's not for me. No, no, no. Don't fall for that. Like I said, I'll explain more in the second part. If you want to listen, that'll be. This one will be on my Patreon feed. After that, will be for free on my Patreon still, because YouTube doesn't seem to accept message and not just videos. So, just literally, don't give up. They owe you something, so don't let them win. Or I can tell you. Take care, everyone. Bye.